While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a glorious light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for Mary. Help us to learn from her. In your name we pray. Amen. In Micah, it says that Bethlehem, God shall give them up until the one who is in labor gives birth. We understand this to be a prophecy about Mary, and that for a period of time, we, God's people, will suffer, and it will feel at times like God has given up on us, but God hasn't. We are waiting for God's will to come here on earth. And the one who is in labor, giving birth, will help bring about God's peace and God's kingdom. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Think of a drop of dew on the leaf of grass. On the surface of the drop, you see a magnification of the leaf and a reflection of the sky and earth, like an M.C. Escher work of art. So it is that we are drops of dew, magnifying the body of God. There is nothing in you that is not God. It also means that our consciousness is a magnification of God. Most of what we understand to be ourselves is God. Our uniqueness is just a breath. Our understanding is a reflection of what is. So it grows and then someday will collapse like a wave. But the collapse is not the end. Mary imagines herself as a servant or a slave of God. This is because we have no free will. We are magnifications of God. The problem, of course, with all of this is what about when humans do things that seem to be very ungodly? The problem of evil. What then? Mary tells us in her song not to fear. Evil people will have their power taken away. Greedy people will have their wealth taken away. The hungry will be filled with good things, and the humble of heart will be lifted up. So the question becomes, how will these things happen? And what can we do to help them come to pass? This past week, I've been making Christmas gift deliveries. I am deeply indebted to my wife, Sherry, who is, in fact, a miracle worker. And my kids, and my sister, who have been helping me do this all week. And as I have driven from San Bernardino to Colton, down to Grand Terrace, over to Azusa, down to Corona, and all the way up to San Antonio Heights, I have observed that we are far better than we give ourselves credit for. I think that there are two worlds that exist at the same time. There's the world that we see on television and the radio and the internet and on our phones. And I am beginning to suspect more and more that that is all completely fake. And that the real world is us, the lives that we live, the homes that we share, the simple things that we do every day that keep this world going, like Mary. We are going to be okay. We, the people, as it were, we are the makers of peace. We are the hope of the future. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the hymn of the day.